Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I'm John Batcher. This is CBS Eye on the World, welcoming back Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College from Peru. We turn our attention to Venezuela, always in the news. Venezuela is the scene right now of non-transparent fog of war preparations. The U.S. military and militaries around the world regularly practice military exercises. Before and during the missile crisis in Cuba was resolved, the U.S. ordered a military exercise in Puerto Rico called Operation Ortsak, which is Castro spelled backwards, not very subtle, but that was then, 62. Right now, there's a military exercise in Belarus that alarms NATO enough to have an Article 4 meeting. Russia and Belarus are exercising their military near the Polish border at the same time. Poland has reason to believe it's being probed. An exercise in Puerto Rico underway right now, probably with elements of the flotilla, was dispatched off the coast of Venezuela several weeks ago now. All this is suggestive, not about a war, but the suggestion is part of the negotiation when there's conflict. Nicolas Maduro, the illegitimate president of Venezuela, while the professor was traveling, issued an order to his militia to arm itself, and then issued an order to his troops, no identification, to go to the beaches and guard the frontier from an invasion. There we have it, Professor. The pieces of the puzzle have moved into place, but we're missing a lot. What is your thinking about Venezuela? Maduro has a bounty on his head. Is that significant?
It is, John. And I can say that also having worked this issue closely when I was part of Secretary Mike Pompeo's policy planning staff in 2019-2020, even back then, we considered a range of military options. But never in the years that I followed Venezuela have I seen the possibility, although not yet probability, of a military role in the resolution so close. And frankly, for me, however this ends, it's very difficult for me to see this ending with Nicolas Maduro still in power. And to me, you have a confluence of multiple factors. Number one, to me, it's instructive that President Trump has taken action to establish that the legal authorities that allow action against Maduro and his other henchmen and others in the name of the Cartel de los Soles, which has been found to be a terrorist organization. I think we've already seen with the lethal strike on the drug boat coming out of Venezuela, both the application of those authorities, however people may feel about that, and the demonstration of willingness. But on top of that, of course, you have the reward. Well, for me, while the reward, $50 million, an unprecedented large reward for Maduro as head of Cartel de los Soles, is not enough itself to, you know, fund an independent, what I would call an Eric Prince style, operation. It probably is enough to buy a lot of help or silence from Maduro's security detail and different military units who are already dissatisfied, in combination with an operation. To me, the big pieces that you get to now with the exercise that you alluded to is the deployment of that MAGTAF. This is what the Marines call a Marine Air-to-Ground Task Force. And so just really at the center of this, you have a really significant capability, if the president so chooses, to be able to do a very large, decisive operation, probably not sufficient to take control of the country or occupy the country. And I don't think that's ever been President Trump's style, in my opinion, but certainly a decisive operation that could grab Maduro and other key leaders, again, of this terrorist organization, remembering that the U.S. does not recognize Maduro as a legitimate president after his robbery of the elections last July 28th. But essentially, at the core, you have these three amphibious ships that are capable of putting a lot of Marines and their equipment on ashore very, very, very quickly through V-22 Osprey helicopters, through other transport helicopters. You have, in addition to that, the two what they call LPDs, technologies which are capable of launching these rapid over the water boats called LCACs, again, putting a lot more Marines and equipment. In total, you basically have about 2,000 Marines of the 4,500 embarked personnel who are, you know, really kind of oriented, trained, armed to do these, what they call expeditionary operations. And then as a complement to that, you have the three destroyers and the cruiser, the Ticonderoga class cruiser, among which you have literally about 400 missile tubes. And so not only are those ships capable of defending themselves, but you know, essentially the precision strikes that they could conduct essentially to neutralize air defenses, neutralize leadership nodes, neutralize other key targets are pretty significant. And so where I'm going with all of this is when I look at the composition and nature of that force package, it tells me that while maybe that the president hasn't committed to military action yet, just as he didn't until the very last minute in the strike against Fordo in Iran, he seems to be moving in that direction. He's signaling, and certainly the military exercises, which you know can be used as the initial stage of an action, but you don't need to. But certainly, just as the Chinese do, military exercises also are a way of sending very, very powerful signals. And again, Secretary of Defense Hegseth's words that we are this is not a this is not training. This is you on the front lines. I think it was all intended to send that signal. And so what I would expect is not necessarily an immediate commitment to military action, but an escalation. And My sources tell me that certainly with the Venezuelan opposition, not only Maduro, but the military leadership is very nervous and is actually already reaching out and trying to save their own skin and having some of these conversations about, you know, what they are willing to do or not do if there's a U.S. operation. But I think at the front line, I'm not sure whether Venezuelan opposition takes them out themselves, whether you have a limited operation with precision strikes or whether you have a full out decisive operation that grabs Maduro. But at the end of the day, it's very hard for me to see President Trump allowing Maduro to stay in office and resolving this in a way that, you know, he is perceived as, you know, having, you know, back down on this.
Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.